Today's scripture lesson is from Philippians 2, verses 1 through 7. If then there is any encouragement in Christ, any consolation from love, any sharing in the Spirit, any compassion and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourself. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness.
So, in 1989, a movie came out about two friends on a journey together. A journey of self-discovery, you might say, of learning what it meant to be in community with one another, a journey of trying to achieve a goal together that would forever change the course of history. Throughout their journey, they picked up new friends along the way, some of whom were given affectionate nicknames like Socrates. Anybody yet? Okay. And in the end, they were able to come together and they were able to complete the goal of their journey. It was an extremely formative movie in my life. And I hope that you as well have seen it. The movie was called Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Has anybody seen that movie? Okay, so at least some of you will know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend going and checking it out. It was one of Keanu Reeves' most pivotal roles. A really, really wonderful film. They also went on another journey together after that called Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. And you may not believe this, but yesterday when I was Googling around, I found that they are, in fact, thinking of doing the third movie in the set now, 20 years later. So you can be looking forward to that. Now, this was a relatively, well, it was just flat-out goofy movie, but it was a fun one. But a friend of mine reminded me about one of the lines at the end of the movie last week on Facebook. So Bill and Ted, they go on this journey together. They meet all these bizarre people. They bring all these people back from history, Socrates being one, who they call Socrates. And in the end, they end up going into this like futuristic society. They go into the future. And it's this sort of bizarre kind of utopian futuristic society, and there's these leaders there who don't say a whole lot, but Bill and Ted get the feeling that they are requesting them to give them some nugget of knowledge. Bill and Ted are going to end up being very important people in this futuristic society because of a song they write together. And so Bill and Ted kind of look at each other, and they're like, I don't know what to say either, and he says, well, say something. And so Bill walks forward, and he says, be excellent to each other. After that, Ted walks forward and he gives one of his classic lines and adds to the knowledge. And he says, party on, dudes. So when I was deciding which piece of knowledge to base a sermon off of this morning, I decided to take Bill's advice and reflect on the idea of being excellent to each other. And what does it mean to be excellent to each other? I think it's a good question for us to be asking on a Sunday like World Communion Sunday. I think the Apostle Paul had some idea of this when he wrote the letter to the Philippians. He says, therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, and you can sort of get the idea that this is all kind of rhetorical. Clearly they had compassion and encouragement and sharing in the Spirit by being united with Christ. And he says, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Don't look to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Essentially, be excellent to each other. And then he reminds us of the ultimate expression of love and self-sacrifice that Jesus, who was God, didn't hold that over us, didn't exploit that power that Jesus had, but instead decided to take on the form of a human, to take on the form of one of God's creations, and he emptied himself. Paul wrote this letter as encouragement, an admonition for how to be together in community. The letter is filled with various ways that they could really be church together and live into their calling as followers in the way of Jesus. Now, as we all know, it's never easy to be in community with one another. But as part of the local and the global body of Christ, we are called to live and to be in community and to seek and to serve both God and others around us. Be excellent to each other. I often have mixed emotions on days like World Communion Sunday. At first, I think about what an amazing thing it is that we are all gathering together, that followers in the way of Jesus all around the world are gathering together today to celebrate communion, to celebrate this meal together. And when we talk about being united with Christ, I imagine that this is one expression of that. But then I think about the fact that we all have very, very different ideas about what we're even doing when we celebrate this meal together. Christians around the world have so many disagreements when it comes to theology and the practice of our faith. There are approximately, according to Wikipedia, 38,000 different Christian denominations. So that means that 37,999 times there's been some group of people who look at another group of people who are fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and they look at them and they say, you know what? There is something about the way that you believe and the way that you live out your faith that is so completely different from the way that I do, I cannot even be in community with you anymore. I mean, just sit with that idea for a minute. That's a pretty simplistic understanding of how denominations came about, but 37,999 times there's been people who have split for some reason. Be excellent to each other. Seems like we could probably be doing a better job at that. And it often seems like too big of a job to even begin to imagine how we can be more excellent to the other 37,999 other Christian denominations. And so we start closer to home. We start with our community. And I believe that, as Ted said, we are, as Bill said, that we are called to be excellent to one another. And one way that we can do that here at Asbury is to be supportive and encouraging of all of the various different ministries that we have going on in this community. After the benediction, the service will not end, but this will be more like progressive worship. So our worship will continue out in the courtyard as we continue in a spirit of discerning what God is calling us to do in the form of a ministry fair that we are going to have. We're going to exit the congregation, the sanctuary, and go out into the courtyard where there are going to be a variety of tables set up that are going to be from different ministries here in the church. The Sunday school teachers are aware of this, so there's no need to run and get your kids or leave early. This is just, we'll consider this an extension of our worship together. And this is a time for you to think about how you might be called to serve here at Asbury, to think about how you might be able to be more excellent to each other here in this community. I know that so many of you have been involved in so many different amazing ministries here at this church, and we want to say thank you for that. The ministries of Asbury could not happen without you. I also know that sometimes we get involved in things that we're not really all that passionate about or all that excited about. And this is really an opportunity for you to take some time and to really feel, you know, to think about, where is God calling me? Where does God want to use my gifts in this community? We have a lot of ministries out there who are going to have tables set up. And forgive me if I miss one, but I want to just get you thinking about it now so you know who's going to be out there, what tables are going to be, ministries are going to be represented. But there are going to be opportunities to get involved with hospitality, with ushering and greeting, fellowship, missions, the Livermore Homeless Refuge, the photo directory, the prayer chain, receptions for memorials, acolytes, choirs, the care committee, children's ministry, youth ministry, liturgists, communion servers, and children's moments. I'm guessing that there's something probably out there for everyone. At each table, you're going to find a job description. It's going to let you know, what are you signing up for, basically? What would be involved in assisting in this ministry and getting involved? There'll be a time commitment to let you know how much time is this actually going to take. And there'll be something there that'll allow you to think about how is this going to benefit you and the community? How is this going to affect your spiritual life by serving in this ministry? I pray that as we enter into this time of communion, that you will feel nourished and strengthened to go out today and to serve God and others in the world. I pray that you would be open to how the Spirit may be leading you to be excellent to each other here at Asbury, and how God might want to use you and your gifts. Amen.